Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy, and this is the first podcast of 2017, and holy shit, is it ripe. This is as fresh as they get, and in case you were wondering, this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person absolutely stark, raving, fucking mad. It could be something about sports, something about politics, music, art, something that happens in the neighborhood, something that happens on the bus, the train. This one, though, literally just happened. And it's not that I have very many rants in the can. They usually are legit things that happen, and then I rant about them as they come up because they otherwise just stew and then they get more ranty with time. But this one can't possibly get any more rantier because it's almost, if it didn't actually happen, I really would have a hard time believing that shit like this could actually take place in a world like where customer service nowadays with Twitter and social media, and whether you have one follower or 7 million followers, nobody wants any bad publicity. I mean, restaurants sue about it over Yelp and people go berserk, but this is like legit utter insanity. So here's basically, this is what happened, and this is literally the rant. This was literally my life today. And this is, what are we on, like day three of 2017? I mean, forget 2016, forget the election, forget everyone who dropped dead and just one depressing moment after another. I mean, clearly on a scale of like one to nobody died, this is clearly nobody died, but still it's completely fucked up. So here's what happened. So I'm sitting at my computer about to work this morning, and I went to the gym dumb early because I had to meet up with my brother who has something for me that I needed to pick up, and it's very difficult. Apparently, he's super busy and doing I don't know what the fuck, but he has something for me, and it's apparently too much to get on the train and come uptown, even though I'm literally like a block away from the train. He doesn't have to walk far. I'd meet him outside. I was willing to meet him anywhere, so I couldn't meet him. We just couldn't meet up. He sleeps late. I am up at the ass crack of dawn, as you all know, with my dog. And then I ran to the gym. I had things to do. I needed to meet a friend and help her out and make a sign. So I really want, plus the weather was shitty, so I didn't take the dog out long because it was nasty and he didn't want to walk anywhere. And neither did I, really, to be honest, in the pissy, cold, drizzly, windy rain. It's just nasty, but at least it's not snow. So I can't complain that much. Nonetheless, I get home, I change my clothes, I put on my gym clothes, jump on the train, get downtown. At least I was able to get down to the gym. And I thought about, well, since the gym is in close proximity to where my brother resides in Chelsea, and I literally could walk past his apartment, and I knew he'd be sleeping, because the night before, I was kind of hoping that he knew he had something that I really needed and that he would make a little bit more of an effort to be like, hey, let me take this with me and go out of my way half an hour, barely, on the train and drop it off and come up to me. Like, I don't know, that was too much to expect, but we won't even go into my level of, clearly my expectations for people are too fucking high. Therefore, I continually get let down and disappointed, and I still haven't learned. I'm not really sure. That's a whole nother discussion. So I finished my workout and I walk past his apartment. I'm like, fuck it. I'm right here. I'm going to buzz. I'm going to knock on the door. He's going to be pissed that I'm waking his ass up, but he'll get over that. He'll like throw the thing in my face. I'll take it, walk out and leave. I don't know, maybe he'll get up early and start his day and like thank me for like letting him start his day before it's halfway over, rising and shining by like noon. So I don't know, the Rose Bowl was clearly more important than helping me out yesterday, so I made the effort to walk by his apartment. So I buzz the buzzer. It's like 8:30 in the morning. Most people are up, unless you work the opposite night shift. Like when I was DJing at night on the weekends, I understand what it means when you get home at 4 in the morning and you're on that alternate sleep schedule. Then if you're home at 4, by the time you shower and wash all the scum of the club off your body, because way back then, and I won't tell you how long ago that was, the cigarette smoke was absolutely the nastiest and you reeked, and plus you sweat, stank. You had like that bar mat, disgust, ode to bar mat all over you. And if you've been to clubs and been to bars really late at night and shut them down and walked out at 4 a.m. with the sun coming up, you know exactly the smell and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we left many a night from the tunnel and the limelight that way. But that too is another story for another time. So I buzzed the buzzer. And the door, I almost fell on the floor because literally I buzzed it once. And he's up only one flight. So I actually heard the buzzer buzz upstairs. Chelsea's a quiet neighborhood. You get what you pay for, I guess. And the door opened to the building, to the front door. And I was like, that's fucking nuts. I thought he literally popped out of bed or his dog barked, woke him up. And he reached over because he lives in a studio, so he could literally do everything from his bed. He could open the refrigerator, wash the dishes, go to the bathroom, and probably open the buzzer and open his door from his bed in his Chelsea overpriced studio. So the door opened, and I walk up the stairs. And I'm expecting, like, to get punched in the face or cursed out or what nothing. So I get up the stairs, and the door is shut, and there's a dude standing outside, like, a catty corner to his apartment, and I guess clearly that guy's apartment. And this dude is, like, in sweatshirt. He's in a hoodie and jeans with his baseball hat on backwards and his beard. And he looks like he just woke up. And I was like, oh, fuck. First of all, did this guy come out of my brother's apartment? Who are you? Second of all, why did you even buzz me in without asking who the fuck it was? You just opened the door? We don't do that up in the hood. You don't buzz and let anyone the fuck in. You don't, unless you know they're coming, unless you have them text you when they get to the door, nobody in the hood will hear a buzzer and open the front door to their building. No fucking body. If you really live in the hood, it doesn't happen. And you will hear all over, like, you know, buzzers throughout the hood if you're walking by. Who this? Who that? Who that? And, like, who? And somebody better say something and announce themselves, or you're not getting in the building, which is part of the reason why I can't have packages delivered here, because nobody buzzes even the FedEx guy or the UPS guy in. So I walk up the stairs and I apologize to this guy. I was like, thanks, dude. Hey, how are you? I'm Mitch's sister. Sorry to bother you. I can't believe you opened the door. He said, well, I hear his buzzer doesn't work, but he hears my brother's buzzer. That's how close their doors are to each other and clearly how thin the walls are. And he heard my brother's buzzer buzz, and he used his broken buzzer to buzz me in. So I'm like, okay, thanks. And I said to him, I'm like, I won't tell my brother that you buzzed me in. I don't know how else he'd know I got in. And I was like, okay, this might not end well, so I just won't say anything. And I proceeded to knock on my brother's door. And I knocked, and the dog started barking. I was like, okay, that's a good sign. The dog is there. The dog will, if the knocking doesn't wake him up, the dog barking will. Because I guess my brother also is a heavy sleeper, puts the pillow over his head. He gets home so late. I don't know. Whatever. Tough night playing darts. Tough night at Flannery's. Who the fuck knows? And I'm knocking, and the dog barks. No, like, shuffling of feet. And I'm like, that's fucking weird. It's 8:30. Why would he not be up? Knock again. Meanwhile, the guy's like, all right, I'm going to go. The guy, like, lets himself back in his apartment. And now I'm, like, knocking on my brother's door. And then I feel bad because the knocking on my brother's door is clearly going to keep this guy up from whatever he's doing. Knock again. The dog barks. No answer. I'm standing there like, what the ever-loving fuck? Like, why aren't you opening the door? Like, don't ignore me until I go away. So I'm actually getting more aggravated because he's not answering the door. And then I ring the bell, and the dog actually stopped barking at a certain point. I was like, that. And then I'm like, is he shushing the dog, like telling the dog not to bark? The dog doesn't bark. Okay, long story short, my brother's not fucking there. So I'm like, fuck, this is great. So I text him, like, knock, knock, and he texts me back, yo, not home, gonna be rolling home soon. I can meet you after the gym. Let me know what's good. I'm like, what's really good is that I'm standing outside your apartment door right now, hoping that you'd be home to give me what I need to get so that I could move on with my life and do what I have to do and leave you alone. Because now this has clearly become like a big giant fucking production, and we can't, like, cross paths in the city where I live up in Harlem and he lives in Chelsea. We go to the same gym, and yet we cannot coordinate to meet because he operates on a completely different time schedule than anyone else. So I missed him at the gym because he goes late. I'm done. I need other I have a whole day to start. I have other things to do. He's not home. He's got to walk the dog. So he's I'll roll home. I'll grab the thing. I'll give it to you. Whatever. I said, you know what, dude? I got to go. I got to take care of some stuff. I got to get back uptown. The weather's crappy. I don't want to wait outside. Just text me when you get back and we'll work out a time later on in the afternoon. I get home. See what I'm talking about? It's not even before 9 o'clock in the morning. This is shit I'm dealing with. So I get home and I'm starting to text him. Hey, I'm home. Let me know what your schedule is like. And my phone fucking locks up. Like I can't text. I can't type. I can't close out of the screen. Nothing. So I was like, okay, fine. So shit happens. I know it's a phone. It's technology. It breaks. I get it. So I'm like, great. I tried a hard reset. I tried a soft reset. I'm pushing every button. The phone unfreezes. He tries to text me back. I'm like, why are we texting? Let me just call you. We'll figure something out. I go to try and call him. And on the call screen of my iPhone 7 Plus, which is practically brand fucking new, the phone screen freezes on the time. The call time is not moving, and I can't close the phone app. So I'm like, is he on the phone? Is he not on the phone? Now he's probably like, what the fuck? Her phone's not working, or she's ignoring me, or she's pissed, or whatever. This sucks. So as the phone is locked, and I can't unlock the phone screen, I get an incoming call, and the phone is just ringing. I don't see, usually you get an incoming call, you can accept, decline, whatever, push the voicemail, whatever the fuck you want to do. I can't do anything. So I try to hard reset the phone, and then it blinks 7 times, a black screen comes up with the white spinning wheel of death. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. First of all, I need to work. I need my phone for my job. I know everybody's life now is their phone. Everybody's glued to their phone. Everyone has tech neck. Nobody looks where they're going. People get hit by cars and buses and bikes and cabs in the crosswalk. People walk into buildings and they walk into people and they trip up the stairs and down the steps in the subway because nobody's paying any fucking attention to anywhere they're going. Everybody's face is in their phone. Okay, granted, I'm on Instagram a lot and I tweet a lot, not related to my job. However, my job requires that I use my phone to shoot video or take a film, whatever. I need my phone. My phone is not working. I'm fucked. It's not like I'm sitting on my phone on Tinder or Bumble or swiping left and swiping right. And I'm not, no. And now the black screen and the white spinning wheel of death go away and the phone rings again. And now it's literally in my hand is a ringing phone with no acknowledgement that an incoming call is happening. So I can't answer the call. I can't make it stop ringing. And I'm like, this is insane. I hard reset the phone. I log on. I get on Apple Chat because I want to talk to somebody. Run the diagnostics from wherever the hell you are to my phone and tell me what's wrong and what I need to do to fix the situation because I need to work. So the chat person gets on and I go through what's wrong and they start the case notes and they go to the diagnostics. They run the diagnostics. Okay, I don't really see anything, but something's clearly wrong because they look at the notes from before, which took 20 minutes for her to find. I said, please check the notes from the last time. 3 months ago, I was in the Apple store on the Upper West Side. I did a restore as a new phone because I had a similar problem, not nearly as bad as this one. But I said, this is what I went through before, and I followed the proper steps and the proper protocol. And the guy said, before we can do anything else, these are the steps we have to follow. So we need to restore your phone as a new phone. No backup, no nothing, which also means that you then have to sit there and re-download every single fucking app. So they're not in their folders, and they come onto your phone, which means you then have to put them all back into their folders. You have to log onto every app again, put in every username, every password. It's like anybody has 17 hours to sit there and do that. So I was like, this is going to suck. So she runs the diagnostics. This is what we can do. I don't see anything. We can get you an express replacement. We can mail you out a new phone and you can mail the other one back. I said, listen, I don't have time to like wait for the fucking mail. That's not an option. I would like to go to a store, put it in my notes that this is the problem and they can swap me out a phone. It just has to be the same 7 Plus with the same memory. I don't give a shit what color it is. It just needs to work so that I can work. So you know what she says to me? Well, we can definitely make that happen. However, I can't find out the stock, like what the Apple stores have in stock. I would need to put you in touch with an actual customer support representative on the phone. So let me call someone for you. They will call you and you can then go about setting up the appointment and finding a store and getting the phone. Okay, so great. So now I'm still in the chat with the open window. My phone is still barely working. And now she places the call and the Apple tries to call me back and the phone goes directly to a missed call. So then it says, you get this message, we've tried to reach you. We'll try to call you back in 10 minutes. I was like, fuck no. Got back on the chat and said, send another call. It went directly to missed call and I need to talk to someone. Sends another call. Do you see what the fuck is going on before 9 o'clock in the morning in my life that this is what I'm dealing with? And I get the guy on the phone. Guy, really nice. Hey, what's your name? What's the problem? I said, dude, I'm exhausted from, I don't want to have, can you just look at the case notes? And basically I told him what had happened and the phone that I want and the store. Let me go to, okay, so now I want to go to 14th Street because I wanted to meet up with my brother to not put him out of the way on the way home from the gym. Now going to 14th Street is slightly out of the way for me, but I'll make the sacrifice because I need to get what my brother has for me. And clearly he's not willing to come above 23rd Street. So what the fuck ever. So I say, get me an appointment down on, see if 14th Street has the phone. What kind of phone do you have? Well, this is what I need. Okay, fine. He goes into my account, my Apple account, and you have the Apple Care Protection Plan. Of course I do. I pay for that shit all the time just in case shit like this happens. So I said, look, can you call and ask them before I go, before I schlep down in the pouring rain to the store to wait at the Genius Bar to make an appointment to swap out my phone, can you just at least let me know if they have it? And if they don't, which Apple store do I have to go to because I'm willing to travel because I need the phone to work? I just need the phone. So he gets on the phone. Hold on, 3 to 5. It'll be 3 to 5 minutes. He was super nice. I'll talk to the person, find out what we can do for you. I wait 3 to 5 minutes. He comes back on the phone, and literally the guy said to me, "You won't believe this," and what customer care representative should ever start a conversation that telling someone that needs help, you won't believe this? So I said, oh, okay, this clearly is not going to end well. What won't I believe? They won't tell the Apple customer support representative if they have the phone I need in stock. What the fuck? Is it, what kind of secret is that? Like, no one can know? You're afraid you're going to tell somebody, we have 50 iPhone 7 Pluses and we don't want anybody to come down here and kick in the door and steal them all. No, dude, that robbery shit happens internally with your own staff. That's not people coming in from the outside stealing your shit. So check yourself. And the guy said to me, I can't believe it. They won't tell me if they have the phone. So I then say to him, okay, do me a favor, just tell me that this is not the most asinine thing you've ever heard, that they won't even let you know to tell me before I make a trip and waste my time to come down there to get something that they may or may not have? What? Who has time to play fucking games like this? Who doesn't have a million things to do and like a life and responsibilities? And who has time to be like, okay, I'll just run to every Apple store and see if they have the phone I need and make an appointment. What do I make an appointment at every fucking Genius Bar in Manhattan in case I need to Apple Bar Genius Hop to find a phone? So the guy said, I know, it's absolutely crazy. I said, so let me speak to a manager. Well, the manager on the phone support can't really do anything. You need to speak to a Genius Bar manager in the store. What? Okay. So now I said, dude, listen, this is not your fault. I'm really not trying to get mad at you. I know this isn't you. I think for somebody who gets irate, I do a pretty good job of not misplacing my anger on the wrong people. I don't really take my shit out on people that don't deserve it. Like, I was now very much looking forward to getting to the Genius Bar at the Apple store and ripping the fucking head off the Genius Bar manager, because this is ridiculous. So now the guy says to me, well, I can make the Genius Bar appointment, but you can actually call and see if you can talk to a human being in the store. But in order to talk to an actual human being in a store and not get stuck in that phone tree situation, press 1 if you need to talk to somebody about buying a new phone. Press 2. He said the secret to bypassing that is when the automated service comes on, just simply say store manager. And that will get you to a person. So the guy made me the appointment down at the Genius Bar on 14th Street and 9th Avenue for $12.50. So now it's roughly, I don't know, after 10, because this has now been going on for over an hour. trying to find out just if the fucking store has the phone so that I know that that's the location that I'm going to. Do you see where this is going? Do you see why this is rantable? And do you see why this shit drives people absolutely nuts? Like, this could have been handled in so many different ways. Yes, we have the phone. Yes, we'll hold one for you. Yes, come down and we'll be more than happy to take care of your fucking problem. Why can't that ever happen? So then I hang up with this customer service guy and I call the store. And believe it or not, what he told me to say got me to a human being. Now, granted, that human being was in the basement and he was just, you know, some guy. When I asked to talk to the manager, he said, I really can't get you a manager. He said, listen, this is my problem. So now for the 59th time, I'm explaining this dumbass situation of trying to find out if the store has my phone. My phone is not working. I need to work. I need someone to help me. Like, what the ever loving hell is wrong with you people? So the guy says to me, look, I totally understand what you're saying, but then he goes on the it's the company policy routine. It's the company policy that we don't say anything because if we tell you that we have it in the store and then you come down here and you don't have it, you'll be upset. I said, dude, I'm already fucking upset and I don't even know if you have it or not and you won't even tell me. So don't you think the odds are more in your favor of me not getting upset if you tell me that you have the fucking phone and you're putting it on hold. Come down here. We'll hold it for you. You have 1 hour. Start a timer. Take my credit card. Put a hold fee on my card. If you don't get here by the end of the day, we're going to charge your card for the phone. I can't really see that many people walking in within the next hour wanting an iPhone 7 Plus 128 gigabyte phone. And if that's the case, give them my phone and I'll deal with it when I get there. The fact that I pay for an Apple Care protection plan to avoid any type of unnecessary, dramatic bullshit and misinformation and lack of information like this, I can't even begin to wrap my head around. So the guy's like, I know, it's the policy. I don't make the policy. He says, listen, dude, I know you don't make the policy. And I totally appreciate that. And I totally get it. But all I'm asking is before I walk out the door and waste my fucking time, which I've already wasted 2 hours of at this point, I just want to know if you have the phone. That's all. Can you just let me know if you have the phone there so I can make the trip and take my chances? Because you clearly won't put it on the side. You clearly won't hold it for me. You won't take a credit card number. You won't like say, we'll hold it for you for 1 hour. And if you don't make it here, we're putting it back in circulation. Who does that? Who doesn't go out of their way to say, hey, you've been buying Apple products for your entire fucking life. We appreciate your business. We're going to help you out and hold the phone on the side. Come when you can. And the sooner the better. And you have an appointment? Great. Come when your appointment is. And we'll be more than happy to take care of your problem. Jesus fucking Christ. Literally, donating plasma when my veins collapsed was less painful than this situation. And I begged the guy, literally. I was like, dude, I'm just asking you to let me know. Like, I won't tell anybody that you told me. It'll be our little fucking secret that you told me that you have a phone. So then this guy had to ask another guy, hey, can I borrow your iPad to check the inventory? Because he's stuck down in the basement and the Genius Bar at 9th Avenue is all the way on the third floor. And I'm pretty sure they don't have a tin can and a string so he can just like yell into a tube and find out what the fucking situation is. So he gets on the iPad and he tells me, listen, come down here for your appointment. If you get down here early, the wait time is only about a half an hour. We have the phone. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. They have the phone. So now I literally was like, okay, here, what do I do? I have an appointment at 12:50. The wait time is 30 to 45 minutes. Do I chance it? And like, the story of my life is that someone would walk in and be like, I want that rose colored iPhone 7 Plus, 128 gigabyte. Boom. That one. And they'll take it and be gone just because I would like to shower after the gym, sitting in my own stank, in my sweaty, disgusting gym clothes, now stressing and sweating in my apartment, trying to figure out how to help myself get my phone replaced because I can't function in my job without it. So I said to the guy, thanks. I have a 12:50 appointment. I'll be down there as soon as I can. I really appreciate your fucking help. I'm thanking this guy, the third person that I've talked to literally begged to help me with a busted Apple product, and I'm thanking him for his help. So I hang up the phone. My phone is still in the process of like resetting itself. The white screen is coming on. It's doing all this shit on its own. I'm like, what the fuck ever? At this point, I don't care. I jump in the shower, slam a Diet Coke down my throat, and text my brother. Hey, I'll be at the Apple Store on 9th Avenue. If you don't mind swinging by after the gym so that I could pick up what you have, that would be great. I'd really appreciate it because I've appreciated all the extra effort you've made to get me what I needed. So, you know, thanks for going out of your way. So he texts me back, okay, great. I'm going to run home, drop off my bag, and then come back to meet you. And I'm like, well, that's really fucking stupid because it's literally more on your way home. I don't know why you'd go all the way back from the gym and then come back downtown, like to 14th Street, even though it's just a couple of blocks. Like, oh, whatever, dude. Whatever you need to do. Like, just meet me at the fucking Apple Store. I'll be there. I have a 12:50 appointment. I'll be upstairs on the third floor. So I get out of here and I get on the train and I get down. Now the weather sucks. I had to refill my fucking Metro card and then my Metro card was about to expire and they give you a new one. And I had money, like $1.78 because the fare is so fucked up and how they take your money and charge you $1 to replace the card. So I bought a new monthly Metro card. And then I asked the guy in the booth if he could put the extra money on my new Metro card. And I can't even imagine how much fucking money the MTA makes off people that leave random bits of change on expired Metro cards. That absolutely, I would love to know what that number is even close to, because it has to be in the millions of dollars, because you end up with like $1.73 on a Metro card and you can't do anything with that. So you just keep transferring it over from card to card, whether you add money or add time, and it always ends up there. Imagine how many $1.73s there are from every person that just like, fuck it, and throws away that card and gets a new one because they don't have time. There's barely any station booth attendants anymore to even fucking help you transfer shit. Half the time they're reading, doing something else, looking down. They're not even paying attention to you standing there because they want you to walk away. See where I'm going with that? I diverge. So let's get back to the Apple Store. So I get to the Apple Store and I get there and I'm like, you walk in and there's the guy that like, they're all the little army is down there with all their iPads and they want to stop me. Hey, how are you today? I said, listen, I'm going upstairs to Genius Bar. I just would like to talk to a store manager if one is around. Well, what is the issue that's concerning you today? I'd be more than happy to go ahead and see if I could help you out. I said, you know what, dude? I've already talked to like 4 fucking people. And with all due respect, I'd really just like to tell this story one more time if I even have to. And I'd like to tell it to a manager because what I'm going through right now, no other human being should have to go through to have to get their phone fixed. I'm just going to go upstairs to my appointment at the Genius Bar. And I swear to God, this motherfucker starts walking towards the wall and it's a spiral staircase. So I can see him as I'm walking around up the steps. And he's talking like the fucking Secret Service into his little intercom. And I say to the guy, I'm like, it's all right, dude. You could let him know I'm coming. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I just need to talk to someone. I need the manager. And he's talking into his jacket like, crazy bitch coming up the steps. And he's probably describing what I'm wearing. White hat, green jacket, paint splattered cargo pants, and a big giant scarf. Be on the lookout. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, really? You can't be any less conspicuous about, like, sending the alert up to the Genius Bar that a lunatic is coming upstairs? Trust me, they'll know I'm a lunatic within, like, 3 seconds. So I basically get upstairs, and the next Apple Army officer is standing there. Hey, hi, how are you? Can I check you in? I'm like, Can you just get me a manager, please? I really, at this point, just want to talk to a manager. At this point, I'm sweating. I'm so pissed. I'm exhausted. And it literally is like 12:30. It's barely half the day has gone by. And the manager comes over. And the manager is like this nebbishy guy with glasses on. And he walks over like, and he has some kind of accent. And he's like, hey, how can I help you? In this really calming voice that makes you just want to punch them in the fucking face. I'm like, dude, hi, can I help you? I'm like, I wanted to like fucking strangle this guy. I'm like, no, let me fucking help you. And I told him basically what happened as he's slowly walking me to the side of the Genius Bar where there are no people and the tables are empty. I'm like, not that I'm gonna like lash out, but I'm pretty sure the guy was afraid. And I said, and I basically told him the exact same thing that I told you and how it's absolutely ridiculous. And he came with the same bullshit company line. Well, you know, we don't make the policy. It's just how it works, and it's just what we're told, and we have to follow the policy. I said, I can appreciate your policy, but you need to understand that you just can't send people on a wild fucking goose chase all over the city not knowing whether or not there's even a phone where they're going to end up. That's all I'm saying. You want to keep your policy? Keep your policy, but you need to make an addendum to your policy to ensure that you are not running people fucking ragged. Like, what the fuck? Let me know you have the phone. Let me know I'm coming to the right place. I will keep my appointment. I will follow your procedure. I will wait online. I will wait my turn, but at least I know that I'm fucking getting something that I need. It's not that hard to understand. I don't think I'm asking too much. And again, I don't think I'm being irrational. In every single one of these fucking rants, I'm not asking for anything utterly insane. It's common courtesy. It's customer service. I've worked in retail. I've worked in wholesale. I've worked as a bartender. I've done a million fucking jobs, and a lot of them dealing directly with direct service to people, all kinds of different people from all kinds of different places. Dude, you just need to let someone know that they're going to get what they need, or if they're not, you're going to try to help them get it. You're not going to just like fucking dangle them out there like over an abyss, like not knowing anything. So the guy's like, we'll get someone to take care of you. Just have a seat over here. And I have a seat, and a guy comes out. And this guy comes over, hey, how can I help you? I'm like, oh my God, just read the fucking notes. At this point, I am exhausted. I'm physically spent. I am hoarse. I have a vitamin water in my bag. I knew to bring a beverage because I knew it was going to be exhausting. And I said, just check my notes. This is what's happened with my phone. I need to do an express replacement. I can't wait for the mail. I need it today. I have to work. I give him like the basic rundown of what the problem was. Okay, great. Check the notes. I said, really check the notes, because the last person I talked to on chat couldn't really find the notes. And she almost was like, no, we have no notes. And I'm like, no, you have notes. I saw the guy type them in at the last store. This is why I ask often that they make sure the notes are in my account. It's not like this is my first, you know, dog and pony show. Like, check the fucking notes. And he checks the notes and he runs the diagnostics again. And I tell him exactly what happened, like with the phone ringing, with no phone icon showing and the screen going to black and like all this weird shit happening. And this is what the guy says to me, literally. I said, first of all, do you have the phone? He said, yes, we have the phone. I said, okay, great. I just need to swap the phone out because I really need to get to work. And I know what's coming. I know that the next like 7 hours of my life are going to be downloading and reinstalling every single app that I need. So I'm like, dude, help me out here. Half the day is done and I need to get going. Like, pick up the pace. Like, this is not a social call. So he goes and he gets me the phone and he comes back with the phone and this cavalier fucking attitude, like, well, you know, oh, we normally don't do this, and this is a courtesy replacement because we can't replicate the actual technical problem that you've been having. And what we need to do in order to replace the phone and swap it out is we need to be able to replicate the problem. And I looked at this guy, and I was like, you got to be out of your motherfucking head. Really? You need to be able to replicate the shit that I just went through with this phone and what has happened? And like, how is that even possible? How many replications of people's technical problems are you actually able to make happen again in this store when they come with the phone? Please tell me, David Blaine. Please tell me how the fuck you make that happen, because I couldn't even make it happen. I couldn't even unlock my screen. So how the fuck are you going to replicate the shit that I just went through on my phone? And why on earth would you think that I am making any of this up? What kind of bullshit policy is that? You're doing me, again, a favor. I paid for Apple protection. I have 2 free iPhone replacements, brand new phone replaced, really no questions asked. Do you think I'm coming down here because I have nothing else to do and I enjoy this experience? Sometimes I do. I have to be honest. Sometimes a good customer service battle, I don't mind at all. If I really don't have anything else to do. But I had a million things to do today. And I said to him, I cannot honestly believe that you stood here and looked me in the face and told me that you were doing me a fucking favor because you couldn't replicate the actual clusterfuck of a technological failure that I just went through on my phone. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I would like to see you replicate it. Trust me, half the shit that I end up at the Apple store for, I would love to see you replicate. And quite honestly, since I've had an iPhone, I have never once seen any genius bar person replicate one fucking problem, and I've never had a problem swapping out a phone or getting a phone replaced or having it swapped out with a refurbished phone. Like, granted, this is a new phone. I've literally had this phone maybe 4 months. I don't even know. It's practically brand fucking new. But you're going to tell me, because you can't make the shit happen again, that I described to the Apple chat person, to the Apple customer care support guy on the phone, to your manager at the Genius Bar, and now to you, you're going to tell me that you're doing me a fucking favor? Okay, do me a fucking favor. Because in 1 minute, you need to get out of my face, because it's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. Thank you for doing me a favor. Thank you for swapping out my phone. Thank you for me. Maybe you should be thanking me for paying for the Apple Care Protection Plan that I pay for on top of paying for the phone. What the fuck? So then I'm looking at this guy like, I've never heard that in my life. Now my head is spinning. And then on top of all of that, as my phone is being reactivated to a brand new phone. So because I have crappy iCloud storage, all my pictures have to be backed up to Google Photos, and whatever else I back up, I don't know what I lose, what I have, all my texts are gone, everything, my contacts, I have to redo everything. I'm like, fuck. And then my brother walks up the stairs, sweating, miserable, here's your thing, practically like throwing it at me, you're welcome. Another one with the attitude, you're welcome. Like, I'm doing you a favor. Dude. I walked to your apartment, I banged on your door. I was willing to walk to Flannery's bar to find you there during the fucking Rose Bowl because you live there when you're not at your apartment. I was willing to meet you anywhere. You're the one that has the busy social butterfly that you are. You're the one that has the busy schedule. So I'm willing to go anywhere. You happen to be coming by in the neighborhood. You walked 5 blocks out of your way. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm the ungrateful one. I'm the ingrate. I'm the asshole. Okay, fine. I'm the asshole. I don't even give a fuck anymore. Thank you very much. And then he was like, well, come on. I got to go get lunch and I have things to do and I have plans. I'm going to Chelsea Market. I'm going to get lunch. I don't eat at Chelsea Market, dude. Like, doesn't happen. Like, here we go again. Like, that's a whole nother rant too. Like, the frugalness. I'm cheap as fuck. And on certain things, like, he just, you know, eats avocado sandwiches and drinks shit ton of expensive coffee and drinks and goes out. Like, he, like, won the fucking lotto. So I was like, no thanks. And then I figured, not even, like, want to socialize. Hey, what's going on? Where were you? Like, whatever. You weren't home. Like, thanks to your neighbor who buzzed me in. I didn't even tell him the neighbor buzzed me in. I think he thinks I was at the front door, and I never got up to his apartment. Whatever. Gives me a thing. He's like, fine, you can stay here. I'm hot. I'm tired. I have things to do. I have places to go and people to see. So I'm going to bounce, you know, whatever. And he literally, like, walked out. And I was like, okay, bye. And then he texted me like a picture of his fucking lunch from Chelsea Market. Like that's supposed to entice me now to want to go over and like sit down and have lunch with you. Not so much. So now I'm sitting there waiting with whatever Wi-Fi they have to like just reactivate my phone so that I could get back uptown and get to work. The weather is disgusting. There's no bus coming. There's a dude smoking in the bus shelter. So I can't even stand inside the bus shelter. So I'm not getting rained on. Which is another fucking thing. Like, what is with people? Like, go smoke your cigarette out in the fucking rain. You're the one smoking. You should be wet and damp and miserable. I'm not giving myself and the world cancer and spewing carcinogenics into the environment. You go stand out in the rain. Why should you be warm and dry under the bus shelter when you're the only fucking person sitting here and everybody else that doesn't want to be near you and breathe that shit in is standing outside in the rain? So now I had a working phone with half the battery charged, with my icons all over the place, logged into nothing, can't get email, can't get updates, don't even have my phone contacts in. So it's a fucking disaster. But I have, after all of that, I have a working phone. And now here I sit at 9:30 at night, still organizing all of my apps into their folders and making sure that I'm logged into everything. And I'm still not even logged into everything because that's going to be the next 4 hours of my life so that I can have a productive work day tomorrow. So that is the Apple Store non-genius idiot bar experience. And I can't be the only one that shit's happened to. I just don't believe that that's possible. So that is a story. And that was my entire fucking day. You would think if I drank, I'd be passed out on the couch. And I kind of think, thank God, I don't keep bottles of wine in my apartment, A, because I'm cheap, B, because I don't enjoy hangovers, and C, I don't really never got into drinking alone. Dancing alone was another thing. Drinking alone, not so much. So here we are. And this is like the ripest, freshest rant that I've had since we've started this whole journey together. So I really hope that you can find some joy in what was my misery. Otherwise, it's pointless for me to do this. And it's pointless for me to share because I share because I hope that it brings other people some type of happiness. Because I hope nobody else has to go through it. So that being said, enjoy it, revel in it, and I hopefully will not have to experience anything like this again, ever. But if I do, I'll be sure to let you know about it. That is the end of that, the beginning of the new iPhone 7 Plus part 2. And thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around. I apologize for the delay. Let's have a kick-ass 2017. We are going to be taking names and resisting the incoming orange douchebaggery that's happening. So you can follow me on Twitter, speaking of the resistance, at Doodleheads, DoodleHedz. Also on Instagram, same name. I'm just Doodleheads everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Gmail. I'm Randy Lauren Klein. Photography on Facebook. Other than that, check out my good friend, Seema Iyer Esquire. She is the Bollywood lawyer. She's got her podcast going on. She too is kicking ass and taking names, probably a little bit more professionally and poetically and eloquently than I am. And also my good friend, Lincoln Mitchell, if you're into baseball and politics, he meshes the two together somehow and makes it work. You can subscribe to their podcasts and mine on iTunes and Stitcher. And we'll be back. This was an extra special rant, and it's Tuesday. We'll be back at the end of the week with another one. Come back, subscribe, laugh a lot, learn a lot, love a lot. We'll make it. Talk to you next time.